It's Maria Boynton here talking to Jonathan Hines, a teacher in Atlanta who was recently surprised by NBC's Today Show with $45,000 in school supplies for his students. Also need to tell you, too, that Jonathan is a fellow Albany State University alumnus. So tell us, John, where and what grade do you teach?
I teach at Barack Obama Elementary School. I am a pre-K teacher. I have 22 students.
Everyone, we're talking to Jonathan Hines, an Atlanta school teacher who was surprised by the Today Show with $45,000 in supplies for a student. So how does it feel being away from your students?
Being away from my students has been really difficult during this COVID-19 time because we have built a culture of love with each other. Every day we come in, we get together, go through lessons. So that's hard to do through a Zoom call.
Well, how do you keep in touch with the students?
Some ways I keep in touch with my students are through Zoom calls. I also do FaceTime calls. Some of my students don't have access to internet or computers, so I do home deliveries where I take homework packages to each child house who can't access the internet. And we just sit down and we talk for a few minutes while I hand deliver their packages.
So tell us about this big surprise from the Today Show, $45,000 in school supplies. What was your reaction?
So today I was surprised by the Today Show, and I received $45,000 in school supplies for Barack H. Obama Elementary Madden School of Technology. And this is the biggest amount that we have ever received, and I'm speechless sometimes when I think about it because it impacts so many families. We have 1,000 students, so $45,000 in school supplies can cover every child in the building. So coming back from this pandemic, no child in our school will have to go out and purchase school supplies.
What does being pre-K Teacher of the Year mean to you? What do your students mean to you?
What do my students mean to me? My students mean the world to me. Again, I treat them like they're my own. I go to their basketball games, football games. When they're sick, I visit them if they're in a hospital. So I just treat my students like my very own child.
Right now, you're away from your students, and everyone, we're talking to Jonathan Hines. You're away from your students now. What do you hope we can all learn during this time of our lives?
During this time, I hope that we as people see that there is more important things in life than going out shopping, going to the mall, going out and doing different things. Like the things that we thought were essential before, I hope our perceptions change, especially during this COVID-19 period, because a lot of things have changed, and I realize myself how important family is. And family is extremely important. So I hope that other people, other families are bonding during this time and getting that closer relationship with each other. So again, those are some of the things that has happened to me over this week, today, and during this pandemic.
Everyone, Jonathan Hines, thank you and much success to you.
Thank you.
I'm Maria Boynton reporting.